State Surgeon General Celeste Phillips spoke at a series of workshops on the opioid crisis shortly before declaring a public health emergency earlier this month. She says the money will go toward fighting addiction in Duval, Orange, Palm Beach, and Manatee counties.
At each of those workshops, we heard proposals for how each county was going to address overdoses, provide medication-assisted treatment, as well as other therapies and wraparound services.
Philip says the Department of Children and Families will disperse the money through regional entities that decide which programs will be funded. In Duval, that's Lutheran Services Florida. Duval Health Department Director Kelly Wells, who was recently named as Phillips' deputy secretary, says county health departments must act in a supportive capacity. Duval's focus will be preventing pregnancy in opiate-addicted mothers and providing services to babies born addicted.
So a place that we can step in with our family planning programs in terms of using long-term, long-acting reversible contraceptives to prevent, you know, unintended pregnancies in this at-risk population.
Wells also said she'd like to enact a needle exchange program similar to a Miami pilot lawmakers approved 2 years ago. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.